It's was Jesus doesn't simply mean do things fast. It has nothing to do with that. It means do things efficiently, don't get distracted. And therefore you'll have your entire focus on it. You'll be able to accomplish it correctly and do it all the way. And a person that's a goof person will get distracted by the goof. And that's gonna slow them down. That's gonna get in the way of them being putting their entire koach into what they need to do. So let's talk about the example you brought up and let's see if we could flesh it out.
Oh, okay.
You brought up an example of exercise.
Becoming very aware of the body's wants and desires and
Right.
over
Now,
trying to
in
overcome.
general, I
Yes.
believe exercise, it depends why you're doing it. Do you want to know the real answer? I didn't want to get into it when you asked yesterday.
I can tell you why I do it. It's because I want to have a place where my neshama can survive.
Right. No, so I'm saying there's two real reasons to do exercise, two potential reasons to do exercise. One reason to do go a little further. Shlomo HaMelech, Hinei Shlomo Shana Meod Bazharasoy Alzeh Reisa. What does that mean? Hinei ha'atzav b'she'ino oiser rav v'kum maaseh. The guy who's lazy is not doing evil in any sort of kum maaseh way. He's not doing evil in any sort of active way. Hinei who may be a sarah love b'shevat tashishlo, but yet by being passive is the way he is engaging in evil. Someone that is lazy, he's misrape b'malachtoi, he is rishon yadayim. What's that mean? He
Not weakening, lax.
shvachins up his hands. Achu, wait, what's Marfa?
No, I'm trying to think about losing all of your riffing. Usually, it's weakened. I think
It's
it's
like a
weakened.
weakening.
Usually, that's a weak.
It's
That's a weak
a
word.
weak
It's a
word.
weak word.
It's not a good word. It's a person is it's a it's a weakening that comes from laziness. I don't know if there's a good word for that, but there's a weakening.
Of what, the spirit of the
It's a
body
weakening
of
of activity. You're just sluggish. You're just not doing. Doing that is destruction itself. Ahul baal mashkes. The lazy man is a brother of the destroyer. That's the pasuk saying. Speaking of our
no.
poetry, the lazy man is the brother of the destroyer. Meaning, don't think, hey, look, well, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing anything wrong. No, you're just as bad as a guy that is doing actively evil because you are destroying and self-destructing your own potential. Strong line there. Even though you're not actually engaging in evil activity, do not think for a moment that the destroyer is far from you. Ela, he's your brother, will ben gila you, and you're in the same boat. Well, there must be some English expression about that. Like,
Which one? The brother of laziness is the brother of destruction, or is
yeah,
the
yeah. It's a
this
good.
sound? It sounds like a.
It's a nice phrase to coin,
I would
but
have chat GPT'd it, but
it's out the window
yeah.
now. Okay, the Omar Oid, Levoer Ra'as Ha'atzel.
I'll Google it. I'll Google it.
Furthermore, furthermore, so let's think about that for a minute. Well, let's think about that for a minute. Does the person who's lazy feel that way? Or they're just like, they don't feel like they're doing anything so bad, right?
They're just
Not
stacked.
doing
Not doing something good, but not doing something bad
I'm
either.
not being productive. Look, I'm minding my own business. I'm not being productive. What do you care? Okay, let's say you would take a guy that, let's say you would take a guy. You have a this is great, by the way. You have a yeshiva. You have guys davening. The guy that goes to one of the top guys in the yeshiva, starts talking to him about like, hey, why are you done? Why are you coming on time to daven? You know,
Why what?
why are you coming on time to daven? You could come 15 minutes late and get your fucking Zimmer on time for your shtetl. Like, what are you stay in bed for another 15 minutes. And then he says, look, if you come, I already have it worked out. If you come half hour late to the Seder, you don't really miss anything. But then the Rebbe just repeats everything anyway. I have it worked out. You could show up half an hour late. And he slowly but surely convinces the guy to spend more and more time in bed. And the guy was a solid producer. And now he basically took this other boy and just, he's spending a couple hours extra in bed, doing nothing,
He
not the.
realized he was right.
And he realized that the guy just got away with everything and it was fine. It's working out for him.
Yeah.
So would you say that that guy did something wrong? That convincer?
Oh yeah, I think the convincer for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Why?
Because
He's
he's
ruining the other guy's potential.
trying to take away somebody's performance.
Right. So
Which
why is he, why is he, so he's doing that to himself every day. Same thing. He also has potential. He himself has potential. And he's sitting there and he's not allowing it to come out. So he's destroying his own potential. What is with someone else for? The same way, if he was doing it to someone else, everyone would understand. How could you do that? It's horrible. This is like unacceptable. Right?
At least continue. Maybe we must now.
Interesting point, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm minding my own business, don't worry. Like seriously, I'm just I'm no, yeah, when you're destroying yourselves. You're not bringing out your own potential. It's
Supposing initially, where it's his own,
yeah, I think it's Pasuk in Mishlei. Let's read it again. Amar in Mishlei, yeah, chapter 18, Pasuk 9, Mishlei. Gam is strapped in malach to someone that's lazy. Achul of Balmashis. It's also, it's, I like it. I like tonight's message. It's powerful.
What's this? Somebody who's lazy, what?
It is
The
the brother of
brother.
the destroyer. It's going down. I like it.
It's great class.
Okay.
Boy, you really, you're.